Good morning, everyone. Here we
good
are.
Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. Here and Robert.
Good morning.
And
hi, Rod. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, family.
Wow. Well, it's awesome to be able to be on this call together with you. And again, I'm so sorry. I didn't find out until this morning when I got here that my first film shoot today is going to be before this call ends. So once again, Robert will be taking the questions and that and be sharing after I do. I'm so sorry I couldn't stay on the whole call, but I have told them that I don't want that to ever happen again because I look forward to my time with you and I don't like it being cut short. So anyways, that is not going to happen again. So I just wanted to give you some updates. We were in, I'm sorry, pardon me.
Talking to this.
Oh, talking to that. Sorry. Okay. We were Hi there, sorry about that. We were having some trouble on this end with the call, so we're back in. Anyways, I wanted to share with you about India. Thank you so much for praying. It was phenomenal. While we were there, we were, at the crusade. We had to travel. After we arrived in the city that we were in India, we then had to take another plane ride close to the place where the crusade was going to happen, then a three-hour car ride to get to the place where we could stay, and then another two-hour drive to get to where the crusade was. So, I mean, it was out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, when we were driving out there, we were passing all these barren fields and stuff like that, I thought, who's going to come way out here? I mean, none, you know. But over 30,000 people in 3 days were at those crusades, and it was phenomenal. I mean, it's something to behold when you see just a sea of people in front of you as far as you can look, and they're all not from Christian faith. They were Hindus. In fact, that region had never had a crusade before. It was the very first crusade in that region. And they estimated that about 10,000 people gave their lives to Jesus Christ. And it really touches you when you see these hungry people that had never heard the gospel before. And there's Jesus shining so big. The sick are being healed. People's bone conditions are being healed. People had metal in their limbs that was dissolved. Mm-hmm. A little girl, a 12-year-old girl who had never walked in her whole life, started walking. People with demons were manifesting demons and being set free. I mean, it was so beautiful. And, you know, we were deeply, deeply touched to see the harvest fields that are white with harvest. And we have an opportunity that is before us right now, actually, to broadcast into India. And so we're praying into that. It looks like there's six channels that we might be able to get our programs on. And I'm actually looking at, and I'd love for you to pray into this, we're looking at changing up even the way we do our television programs to make up more of an evangelism outreach. Mm-hmm. Right now, our emphasis is for believers, to empower believers and to teach believers. So I'm trying to pray into the wisdom of God of whether we should change completely, making an outreach to the lost, or whether we should combine programs or try to make them both for believers or for the unsaved, or do two types of programs, maybe duplicate programs, do one for the lost and one for the church. So we've got a lot to pray about before next year. So if you could just pray into that with us. We have the opportunity to reach 40 million Indians in India, 40 million. Who would view our programs if we were to put them on those networks. So be in prayer with us about that. The harvest is white with harvest. Jesus said, don't say in 4 months. He says, because right now they're white with harvest, and we need laborers to go out into the fields. So please pray with us for that. So that's an update on what happened in India. And thank you so much for your prayers. And we had five women I took with me from Women in Ministry Network, and they were amazing. They did an awesome job. And we're just, you know, being on the front lines. That's what we're called to do. And I would love to encourage you again, if you are not signed up yet, to be at the Women on the Front Lines World Convention coming up in less than 2 weeks now, right? Less than 2 weeks. Wow. Where does the time go? And so if you're not signed up yet, get signed up. And if you can't be there in person, be sure to sign up for the webcast. And we know some partners are already doing this, is that they are hosting the event in their home on the web and inviting their friends in. So it's just like being there in a way, except it would be in your home with a number of people and enjoying you and the broadcast. So everything will be broadcast, so make sure that you sign up for the webcast if you can't be there in person. But if you can be there in person, get yourself out here to Phoenix, because it is going to be off the charts. And we already have over 2,000 people registered. And so, I mean, it's a full house, but we are very excited about what God is going to be doing there. Just wanted to give you good reports from every department in the ministry. This is your investment. This is what you are a part of. This is what you are family to. Robert Hodgkin will probably share, as soon as I'm finished here, will share the updates, because he's been just burning with getting word out for men. We have a passion to see men arise. So with his Heroes Arise program that he's been doing on his weekly broadcast through social media, is getting hit on a lot, and he's doing a great job, and he'll be telling you about some of the guests that he's had on and some of the guests that he's going to have on. And we invite you to pray into men on the front lines, because we've actually discovered that just like when we went into media, it was such a push in the spirit. There's so much warfare on it, but we're finding praying for men. Wow, the enemy does not want our men to arise. He wants to hold men back, and we're not going to let that happen. We're going to bust the whole thing wide open, and we're putting all of our weight behind that. So we ask for you to pray for that. But Robert's got great reports, and we're doing another television program with him today, as well as with Donna Schombach, R.B. Schombach's daughter, and Robert Henderson, who wrote Courts of Heaven. He is going to be one of our guests today on our television program that we're filming. So we appreciate your prayers into all the media that we're doing. But the media aspect of the ministry is just going crazy. We're getting so much fruit, great feedback from it. We have interns with us right now who are growing in the Lord and who are doing really well. And they're going to be serving in ministry at the Women on the Front Lines event. So it's just going awesome. In fact, our whole event department is just feeding so many people. In fact, I think just this week with the interns, we had one event last week, and then this week we got the Glory School coming up. We had Extreme Prophetic last week. We've got event after event after event going on right now, but they're all being fruitful in the equipping of the saints, and that's what we are all about. So I could go on and on. Every department of the ministry is doing well. Andrea's on her way over here. She'll be over soon from Cambodia. Cambodia is exploding. We're moving into Vietnam as well, putting a lot of energy in prayer and scouting out that area, and we're going in there. Women on the Front Lines and Women in Ministry Network is just busting open, doing great things. In fact, our network is probably going to be 500 people by the time we finish this month. And so, I mean, just things are growing so rapidly, it's hard to keep up with it all. And one of the things I wanted to speak to you about today is operating out of the rest of God. Mm. And as I've shared a little bit with this about this with you before, but as you know, when my husband went through brain surgery and everything, we were fighting with Parkinson's last December, there was a few hurdles that we had to overcome, and I started, you know, facing some anxiety and fear that, you know, I had to battle through and work through and that. And I want to thank you for your prayers, because it's been a process. But what it did is it put a lot of questions before me that I had to take to the Lord and process through. And sometimes processing takes time. And one of the things that I was looking at was the fullness of all that I'm carrying in the ministry, which I love. I love every single bit of it. I enjoy every single bit of it. And I love being married. I love my husband. I love everything that we get to do together. But as I was looking at everything and everything I want to do in the future, I felt that the Lord was reminding me again that to be anxious for nothing, but to operate out of rest. And that if we operate out of rest, then everything then moves by the Spirit and not by human effort. So it was interesting, because I had a meeting with my staff and I said, I just want to take some extra time in prayer. So I asked them to take over some extra load that I was carrying, so that I could just devote myself to getting into the presence of God afresh and trying to sort things out on how to move forward. And it was really interesting, because when I did that, everything accelerated. Mm-hmm. Everything accelerated. And it doesn't make any sense at all, but the Lord was showing me, you see, Patricia, you can operate out of rest. And the thing is, even all the leaders that are carrying more load, they're also operating out of rest. And I talked to a couple of them, and they said, haven't really noticed too much difference. It just feels the same. But everything is growing and expanding without me in those areas. And that does not hurt my feelings, believe me. That is my joy, is to see that. But what the Lord was showing me, He says, I want you to operate out of rest, because you can do more with less. And I believe that this is a word for many of you. And like myself, I'm looking at every single aspect of our lives right now, saying, God, what is your wisdom in this? What is your wisdom in this? What is your wisdom in this aspect? What is your wisdom in this assignment I'm working on? Show me where my boundaries are. Show me what to pour myself into. Show me what to pull back on. And having him to show me, because we should never be in loss of vision. We always need to have fresh vision. But we need to operate in that vision out of rest. And if we lose our joy, and if we lose our passion in what we're doing, then we need to go back into the presence. Because God said to Moses, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And I love the scripture out of Philippians 3, where it says that God is in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so he wants you to lean on him and allow his grace to propel you, to influence you, and to fill you, so that you can accomplish great things in life out of rest. And I feel that for our ministry, we're in multiplication right now. I couldn't be more proud of our team. Like, our team is beyond, I'm ecstatic over our team. They're beyond anything that a leader could dream for. And they're all leaders in their own right. And they lead before God, for him, with him, and in love and in connection with one another. Absolutely beautiful. I'm telling you, you are investing into a ministry that you should be proud of, because all of them have such servants' hearts, or laid down lovers, and they just are so fruitful in everything that they do. So I just want to bless you. Something that's really been big on my heart, especially with my husband right now, because he's doing so good. He's actually back at work. He's He's just happy. He's mobile. I want to thank you for all your prayers for him. We are so excited about what God has done, what God is going to do. We've been praying into our future and taking a good look at what that looks like and how to adjust things to position ourselves before God for fruitfulness. And one of the areas that we as a couple want to reach out to more is in the areas of seniors. And because we've had the opportunity recently to be connected with some places where seniors live, like adult seniors, you know, who are retired and you know, they're living their dream, which is great. They've got their motorhomes, they've got their bells and whistles and all of that. But my heart broke because so many of them do not know Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I thought, if you have the whole world, but you lose your soul, you have nothing. It's eternal hell. And it just hit us real hard. So we're praying into what that looks like in the future, but we want to definitely reach out more to the senior population. And my husband also has a heart for this, and he's made for that. And so keep us in your prayers, because we're looking at that assignment and seeing what that's going to involve and look like, as well as everything else. I mean, everything is just so delicious in this ministry. We just pinch ourselves sometimes at what we get to do for the Lord. But thank you so much for your prayers. We love you beyond anything that you could ever know. And I'm going to turn this over to Robert right now. He's got some things that he wants to share as far as updates and some word for you to encourage you. And then we'll open it up for questions. But hopefully I'm going to see many of you at the event. We've got a whole partners morning. We're going to have a breakfast with you. And I've got gifts for you. I've cleaned out my closet again. And this mute button's got its issues today. But anyways, Ben, we love you with an everlasting love. And
yeah,
you're doing a really good job. Anyways, God bless you.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, let's say a quick prayer together for Patricia. She heads into the studio. I mean, I think about how God's blessed us with the show on God TV, and I can't remember what it is, but I think it's over 100 million people that we have the potential to reach every single week through our Everlasting Love TV show that Patricia hosts and brings in amazing guests for. So, Lord, today, as Patricia and Donna and Robert and even I get to participate in the blessing of media that you've opened up to us as a ministry, a team, and a family, we thank you that we all truly co-labor together, that we are stronger together, and, Lord, that we are taking the media mountain with you, for you, and with many other ministries that are doing this. But, God, I ask a blessing upon our whole team, every single one of our partners who have helped make this possible. I thank you that you're going to be with Patricia today, that you're going to set an atmosphere of your goodness and glory in that studio. Lord, an atmosphere for breakthrough for everyone watching, miracles for everyone watching, encouragement for everyone watching, that everyone watching will have received something from every single show, reminding them not only of your goodness and your love, but how much you believe in them and the gifts you've placed in them, so that they too can be used powerfully by you to express your goodness, your truth, the glory of your gospel to the world around them. And God, thank you for a special blessing upon our partners who help make all this possible. As they help see others receive breakthrough through media, may they see a multiplication of breakthrough in their own lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all so much for being with us again this month. We all look forward to this. When Patricia was talking about the goodness of God, which is one of my favorite topics. You guys know me. My whole theology, my whole witness, my whole life message is that God is good and that he really, really loves us. And I know when we expect the goodness of God because we know he is good, even when our circumstances or situations don't seem good temporarily or in the now, we know that God is always good. And I personally have seen, even through some great tests and trials and challenges, that if we know God is good, and expect his goodness, we will see it. And the scripture that came on my heart while she was sharing is a very well-known one, Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purposes. And I know each and every one of you love God so much. So you can be confident in that, because it says very clearly, if we love God, that he causes everything to work together for the good. Everything. And that's a scripture that I meditate on sometimes. It's something that I declare to God many times, where I will simply sit in my prayer chair and declare, God, you are good, and you are bringing about good in every situation of my life, especially those that are challenging, especially those that right now seem difficult. You are bigger than those difficulties, and your goodness will invade the situation and cause everything to turn to the good. A prayer that I've been praying a lot lately, because I see so much going on in our nation and in the world that is beyond my ability to understand, but I know that we have the victory and that we must stand as dominion stewards in the earth, that we must rest in God. And I think the key to resting in God, as Patricia talked about, even as I've seen a significant increase in workload for myself and being blessed to do so many more things for the ministry, to allow Patricia this focused prayer time. And we want to continue to do everything that we're called to. God didn't, when we prayed into it, we all got a witness that Patricia was to take the time, but we didn't get a witness about laying anything down. So every single member of the team stepped up in with excitement, with expectation of seeing the goodness of God, but also a desire to rest in him. And one of the prayers I've been praying over the busyness, all that our team is doing, and even all that's going on in the world, because on paper, a lot of it is like, okay, God, how are you going to make this happen? How are you going to do this? And a prayer that he's inspired in me since last November that I pray every week for sure and most often several times a day is, Lord, thank you that you are well able to bring about the very best results from these current sort of circumstances because you are good. And whether those circumstances are what's going on in our nation, what's going on in Europe, what's going on in the world, or even what's going on in your life, I encourage you to lay hold of the truth of Romans 28, that God will make everything work together for good. That doesn't just mean the blessings. That doesn't just mean the good things, the promotions, the opportunities they're excited about. It says everything. So every single thing that we're involved in, every single thing that we face, every single thing that we see in the world, the tensions right now in Asia with what's going on in North Korea, we could look at that and say, oh, my goodness, I'm hearing gloom and doom pronouncements that we're headed to World War III and all these other things. And my attitude is, no, we need to stand as dominion stewards in the earth. Be aware. Let God open our eyes. Be aware. Be like Peter, James, and John when Jesus went into the garden to deal with the assault of hell into the earth and said, will you watch and will you pray? Will you let me open your eyes so you can see what needs to be dealt with, and then will you pray? And I believe right now is a divine setup for us as the church to arise in kingdom authority as dominion, to be reminded by God that we are his dominion stewards in the earth. Since day six, that's been the plan, and each and every one of us can rise up in the truth of that plan and say, Lord, here we are. Open our eyes to what you want us to be aware of. Help us rest in you in the midst of it, and then as dominion stewards in your authority, help us speak into those situations. And there's not one situation that we can't, if we find our place in the Lord, if we know the victory he's given us through the cross and the empty tomb, that we can't look at, and as opposed to being overwhelmed or freaked out, we can be aware of the challenges in the natural and in the temporal, but we can speak to those things and declare the victory of the cross, declare the victory of the empty tomb, and say, Lord, I declare that even in this that is beyond my understanding, you are well able to bring about the very best result from these current set of circumstances. So I wanted to encourage you with that this morning, because you guys are God's plan for the hour. Each and every one of you has been appointed for this time right where you are to have global impact through your faith and through your decrees. Because I know, I mean, I look at what's going on in our team and the encouragement, which you guys are part of. You're part of the team. You're part of the family. And I know even just seeing what's gone on since Patricia has decided to take extra focused prayer time and extra time with Ron, and seeing every single person on the team rise up to take this place and then be used powerfully by God. And as she said, things are accelerating, which I got to tell you, in the natural is a head-scratcher to me, because in the natural, I don't know anybody like Patricia King. And yet I've been reminded all over again, even after knowing her and Ron for almost 14 years now and walking with them for all these years, I'm reminded afresh that what makes Patricia amazing is the size of the yes in her heart to God, and that every single one of us, none of us are extraordinary outside of Jesus, but if we have a yes, and each of you do, Each of you have a yes in your heart for him, that every single one of us can be used by God in amazing ways that probably won't look like Patricia, because he doesn't need another Patricia. He has a Patricia. He needs you. He manifested you in the earth in this hour for a very select purpose. And don't ever think, oh, well, I see what Patricia does, and it looks bigger. It looks more important. Remember, the things in the kingdom, often the most significant things often look insignificant. I often think about the cross and how on that day, it not only probably didn't seem all that significant, it wasn't even seen. It was thought of as a loss. It was thought of as a defeat by everyone, even Jesus' disciples, who he taught all along the way, this is what's going to happen. But he found a way as the risen Lord to meet them, to rally them, and to remind them that there is no such thing as insignificant or small in the kingdom. The Savior of the whole wide world came in what seemed like a small, insignificant way that was missed by everybody but Mary and Joseph, three wise men, and the angels. The rest of the world missed it. On the day of the greatest victory that's ever been seen throughout all of time, many missed it. But God appointed even those who seemed to miss it. They were appointed to have great impact in the earth in their days, and they all went on, men and women, the early church, to have great impact through the book of Acts. Whatever you've been through, whatever you're going through, realize it's all a divine setup, that God can not only meet you in it, but he can use it all to turn to the good, to increase your faith, to realize that you truly are his plan for the hour. You are so necessary to what God wants to do in the earth right now, and that's why he has you here right now. So we're going to throw things open to questions and answers here, Q&A, in just a second. But before we do, but Patricia asked me to give you guys a couple quick updates on things that are coming up, and I want to let you know. We really covet your prayers on behalf of all Men on the Front Lines efforts. We're having a great time launching this ministry, rallying men. God has given us a promise that he will be a fire in the midst of Men on the Front Lines, and much like the burning bush in Exodus 3, that he will be a fire in the midst of all that he gives us to do, and he will speak to men through it. And even as he spoke to Moses from the burning bush and caused Moses to turn from the path that he was on to encounter him and then go from the sidelines to the front lines, that he will do the same for men. And many of the events that we have coming up, media events and other things, God's promise is that they will be like the Cave of Adullam, where the king will gather men from around the world, from all sorts of backgrounds and all sorts of conditions. But if they're willing to gather together with the King Jesus, and that he will turn them into mighty men, giant slayers, even as those gathered with King David in the cave came from many backgrounds and many situations, but every single one of them was turned to a great and mighty man on behalf of the king. And every single man who tunes into our broadcast or attends any of our Men on the Front Lines events, we are praying and believing for the exact same thing to happen. The other thing I want to say is women are always welcome at any of our broadcasts or events, because we love the passion you have to see men arise. We know that this is not an either-or situation, that we need both men and women operating in the fullness of their gifts, because that's when the church will really come into power. Because when God made us in his image, he made us man and woman. And we need men and women operating in the fullness of what they're called to, where they're called to do it. We need to be cheering everybody on. And we love when women tune in or attend Men on the Front Line events, because they come with such a passion to catch vision for their husbands, their sons, to catch vision for their pastors if he happens to be a man, or other people in their church who are men, and we love that. But we really appreciate your prayers on behalf of Men on the Front Lines. We are in a battle in the spirit, but we know we already have the victory, and we're excited to see that victory manifest. Most every Wednesday, occasionally we have scheduling conflicts, but most every Wednesday, including this Wednesday, at 4 o'clock Arizona time, we do a live half-hour broadcast called Heroes Arise, where I often have special guests come in to speak directly to men, and we discuss all sorts of different topics and all sorts of issues for men. We've been having a great time with that, and the broadcast through social media has gone out all over the world. You can connect with that broadcast through my public Facebook page, Official Robert Hotchkin at Facebook. And then, of course, we have on June 7th, please mark your calendars, we're doing our next Raise the Bar live webinar, where we speak prophetically into the lives and callings of men around the world. And my special guest for this Raise the Bar is Darren Stott from the Seattle Revival Center. And if you're not familiar with Darren, you're going to want to get to be familiar with Darren. He is establishing a revival culture out of their church in Seattle and raising up men and women in their gifts and callings and launching them out to have impact in the different spheres of influence. And I believe on this Raise the Bar, there's going to be a special impartation to arise with revival power for whatever sphere you're called to. And we're especially believing for spheres outside of the traditional ministry spheres of the church, but for business, for politics, for the arts and entertainment, for family, for education, for media, and of course for those like myself who are called to what's considered more traditional media, I'm sorry, more traditional ministry. And then we'll have special prophetic words for men from James Gall, from Ryan LaStrange, and from a few others that we're working on. So please mark your calendars for June the 7th and join us live. We'll go live at, I believe it's, oh gosh, is it 6 p.m. or 6:30 p.m.? I think it's 6 p.m. on June 7th, but we're just finishing up all the banner ads and the event page for that. So you can go to patriciaking.com, look under events, and you'll get the listing there. So with that, let's hear from you guys. Let's throw this open to the Q&A. I'm going to hand the phone to Ben, who always masterminds these things from behind the scenes. He's our tech wizard, so I'm going to have him explain how this works.
Hey, everyone. If you need to ask a question, press star 6 on the phone to get in the queue. So thank you so much.
We'll wait just a second for the queue to get filled. Good morning. Sorry. Ben just waved me off. He was agreeing for waiting for the queue to be filled. All right. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Robert. This is Rhonda from Boston.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. It's great to hear from my birth city this morning. I was born in Boston, lying in hospital in the Back Bay Area, gosh, 52 years ago.
That's right. You're Boston strong.
How can we help you this morning? What can we do for you this morning?
Well, I wanted to give a praise report. I think this is so amazing. So, you know, I'm one of the regional leaders for Women in the Ministry Network. Last week I had a call with all the women, and I encouraged the gifting of prophetic intercessory prayer. And when we were praying, I usually do a circle group, so you pray for the person on your left, in a sense, online. But anyway, one of the women that prayed for me said that, Rhonda, God is telling me to tell you to operate in a season of rest. And I'm like,
wow, Rhonda. You're so dialed in. You're such a part of our team. Wow, that's awesome.
I know. I thought it was so amazing. And then when Patricia said that, I was like, come on, Lord, this is just amazing. So, but, you know, it really resonated with my heart. And, of course, to hear it twice, it resonates even more so. But it is such a message for the season we're in, because God is moving us, and he's moving the pieces that he wants to orchestrate for these amazing manifestations of revival and miracles happening, that if we are not in a season of rest, if we're not operating out of rest, then all the things that he's looking to do may not get accomplished, because we're not receiving that restful state of mind to receive his word. And so it was just so exciting and encouraging. So I just want to,
Rhonda. And, you know, Acts 16:20, I think it is, says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan beneath my feet. So you're so spot on. When we are able to enter that place of rest, it really opens the door for God to invade, and like you're saying, through prophetic intercession, he's going to do the crushing, but it's beneath our feet. And the first way we participate in that is by saying, Holy Spirit, help me enter into that place of rest. Because I don't know about, I probably do know about you guys, because we're all pretty similar. You know, you think about, I want that. And it's easy to rest when times are going great, but it's powerful to rest. It's important to rest, actually, when the challenges come. Like we always hear, the testimonies come out of the test. The messages come out of the messes. And we want to see more manifestations of the miraculous. Well, they usually happen because we're in a situation where we need a miracle. And that's real exciting to think about. But when we're in those situations, it often can feel not restful. I mean, Hebrews 3:4 addresses this directly.
where God says the Israelites did not go into the promised land because they didn't enter his rest. And I asked the Lord once, he said he didn't enter my rest because they didn't believe. And I asked the Lord years ago and said, Lord, what was it? Because he very clearly then in Hebrews 4 says, be careful because you could do the exact same thing way easier than you realize. So I asked the Lord, what was it they didn't believe? They didn't believe you were God? And immediately he spoke to me. He said, that no, they believed I was God. They didn't believe I was good. They let their circumstances determine the revelation of whether God was good or not, as opposed to letting the revelation of God's goodness impact their circumstances. So, Rhonda, I think what you shared was amazing, and it's so key for this season. Thank you.
Yes, and if you guys can just praise me, I know you've been praying about my business, but the Lord has called me, you know, to this Royal Business Consulting, and the finances are slow to come in. In the natural, I don't see them, but in the supernatural, I know they're already there. And so if you can just be in prayer, because there's certain things that God has called me to do where he's called me to invest money that is not there yet. And so I've already taken the leap and invested and gone forth. And I'm going to be on this show called One-on-One and sharing the Jesus at Work book that God laid on my heart. So I'm just waiting for the manifestation because I keep thinking, Lord, you said to go. I went.
Right.
I did it. And now, you know, I'm just waiting for the manifestation of what God is showing, you know, that he's going to do in this.
Absolutely. Well, Jen, can I ask you to pray and then not only pray for Rhonda, but as you pray for her and her provision to manifest, let's pray for all the partners because each of them have a dream that they're either aware of or not aware of yet where they'll need to partner with God and see his provision in every area, not only finances, but favor and everything else.
Amen.
Lord, first of all, we just want to thank you because all the dreams that you give us and our partners, they're given first from you. They're birthed out of your heart and the desires of your heart for your people. So right now we just come into agreement with your word that says that you meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I thank you that when you call us to something, when we're to step out into something that you have already provided. And I thank you that Rhonda's heart is positioned in the trust and belief in that word, that she is waiting for the manifestation of the fullness of that to come forth as you ask her to sow into other areas, that she will reap the benefits of those seeds. So we just say yes and amen to that. We say yes and amen to even all the other partners and all the things that you've given to each one of them, those seeds that they are sowing, wherever they're sowing, that they will reap a harvest of that in their own lives and the dreams that they have in their own hearts. And so we bless that in each one of them. We bless the fullness of it to come to fruition in this hour, even now, in this year, that they would have breakthrough in their dreams in this year and restoration in their dreams in this year. And so we just say yes and amen in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thanks so much
amen.
For calling in, Rhonda.
God bless you guys.
You too, Rhonda. Hey, Ben just let me know that we don't have anyone else in the queue right now, so it's a great opportunity, especially those of you who are listening who maybe have not gotten through before. This is rare. Usually we have them stacked up and don't get to everybody, so this is a great opportunity. Thank you, Lord. If you have a question or you have a prayer request, please just go right ahead. And if everybody's happy and satisfied, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Robert. This is Levita Oswald. And
hi, Levita.
Last month when we had our conference call, I had you pray for my brother who had just had a stroke.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes, and I just wanted to let you know that we've seen some miracles. He's speaking. His mind is alert. They released him from the hospital and let him go home. And he still needs, it's kind of like Patricia encouraged me this morning, it's a process of healing now. And he has a really weak left side, and he still can't walk, and his left arm is basically limp. But they have confidence that it's going to return with rehab. So
wonderful.
They're going to be doing rehab at home. But the main thing is he's going to be 71 years old, and he's praying and received Christ, and he was not a Christian.
Lord.
And
that's
so,
awesome, Lavita.
Yeah,
hey, remind
that's
me
the
of his name.
Yes,
I remember.
Yes.
I remember the situation, but I don't recall his name.
It was Guy.
Guy
Fugate. Yes.
Wonderful.
And I did tell him that you had prayed for him, and that just really encouraged him to know that other people were praying.
Well, let's pray for him again. You know, as you said, it's a process. Let's agree with the process and even acceleration. Lord,
yes.
We lift Guy up to you right now.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And we thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you are doing. Lord, we declare
yes.
the fullness of your goodness into Guy's body right now.
Yeah.
We declare the fullness of your goodness into his nerves and into his muscles. We declare the
yes.
fullness of your goodness into his left side. And we command that left side to be strengthened right now by your goodness.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
We command the nerves to fire. We command the synapses to work properly. We release the lightnings of God right now throughout Guy's body, refiring the entire nervous system, refiring between the synapses, refiring the nerves, refiring the muscles. And we command supernatural strength into Guy's body, especially the left side of his body right now.
Yes.
We speak
yes.
light and health and yes. strength into the arm. We speak light and health and strength into the hand. We speak life and health and strength yes. into the shoulder. We speak life and health and strength into his entire left side. Lord, we thank you for the doctors. We thank you for the wisdom that you've given them. We thank you for the physical therapist and the wisdom that you give them. We thank you, God, that you use them mightily and powerfully to bring
yes.
Guy's body back into the fullness of health. And Holy Spirit, as you hover over him right now, we thank you that we say, let there be light, let there be life, let there be light into any part of his
yes.
body that still has any manifestation of darkness or symptoms from this stroke. We declare those things are dealt with at the cross in Jesus' name. And we speak strength and health and light. And
yes.
we thank you that angels are being released to perform this word. According to John 10:10, that everywhere the enemy came to steal, kill, devour, and destroy through this stroke, that you, God, give the abundance of life. And we thank you that angels are being assigned to Guy right now as an heir of salvation. We rejoice that he has said yes to you. And as an heir of salvation,
yes.
we thank you
yes.
that angels, according to the book of Hebrews, are being released to him right now to
yes.
minister
thank
to him
you, God.
That light and health and strength throughout his body, throughout his nervous system, throughout his soul, that you encourage him every step of the way in this process that is being accelerated now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank
God
you
bless
so
you,
much
Robert.
For the great report, Lavita. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and thank you for your prayers.
Of course, of course. We look forward to hearing more good news from you and about Guy and
Amen.
Future, Lavita. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
This is Sherry from Idaho. I'm not sure if you can hear me or not.
We can hear you. We can hear you just fine, Sherry. Hey, can you hear us okay?
Yes, yes. I'm just so excited. After I listened to Rhonda's request, I thought, wow, I don't need to ask now, but I just could relate. I'm calling for prayer for my home business. I feel God has given me. It's gotten off to a slow start, and the situation we are in now is my husband's been unemployed for this will be the fourth month, and he is 60 years old, and we have been standing in rest. The Lord told me to, so everything you shared this morning, you and Patricia, about entering God's rest and learning to abide, I guess that's where I'm at. I'm learning to abide. But, Robert, I have to tell you that the Lord gave me Romans 8:28, and he says that he will create all his goodness out of this mess. You know, it just seems
right
like
on.
Everything's a mess. And I
right on.
And he keeps saying, I'm going to turn it all to good and his
yes.
glory, for my good and his glory. But what you said about dominion steward, I thought, you know, the Lord is teaching me to be a better steward, because when we don't have the income, I mean, we have a little bit, and that's where my prayer request comes in. I feel that the Lord wants to bless my little home business, and my husband doesn't want anything to do with it.
Okay.
And so I'm feeling some conflict and some doubt, and I'm going, Lord, you know, you gave this to me, and now he doesn't want nothing to do with it. And so I'm asking
for prayer.
Well, that's
okay. He said it. God gave it to you. And that's not to separate you guys. God has something for him as well, and it's okay. You have the vision. You have the desire. God gave it to you, and I think it's okay. Don't let it become – the enemy would want to get in and make that a point of division. And
yeah.
I wouldn't take it as a point of division. Just take it as a point of clarification. So you know
okay.
You're partnering with God on this. It's okay that your husband – I mean, you didn't want to go to work with your husband every day when he was employed, right?
Well –
you had things to do when he was off to work. So it'll be the same. It's similar. And again, don't let it be a point of contention, division, or bitterness. That's the enemy. Let this be something
okay.
that you do with God and celebrate it. And even as you
okay.
were saying, you're a good steward of the finances that are coming in. And one of the scriptures that immediately came to mind is, and I think this is important for all of us, whether it's provision in finances, whether it's favor, whether it's opportunity, whatever it is, joy, peace, love, I think it's very important that we do what Jesus modeled to us is the key to increase in multiplication. It's giving thanks to whatever we have. So, I'm not saying we give thanks for if we're used to provision X and it seems in the natural to have been diminished to one quarter X. We don't say, oh, thank you, God, that I have less. No, you say, thank you, God, for what I have. And thank you, Lord, that I have this. And thank you, God, that as I give thanks, you will breathe upon it, and you will multiply it, and you will increase it. Even as Jesus gave thanks for the loaves and the fish, there was multiplication, there was increase. Mm-hmm. And I think the key for you right now is to continue to do what you're doing, to stay as best you can in rest, give thanks for what you have, knowing that the fullness is there for you. And as you give thanks, it's unleashing that fullness, that you're not only a dominion steward, being a good steward of what you have right now, but being a good steward of the peace, the joy, giving thanks for that, but also a good dominion steward in the earth speaks to things and calls forth what is not as though it were, according to Romans.
That's what I've been doing.
You're awesome.
I've been decreeing God's favor and God's provision, and the Lord has really given me a word on my inheritance. And he did the thing in the physical, and I won't go into that, but he showed me that my eyes were on my physical inheritance instead of on my spiritual inheritance, and learning to abide in his provision that I cannot see before me. And it's, Robert, that was so encouraging.
Okay.
That was such an encouraging word, because I think that my struggle was that I felt that as long as my husband didn't want anything to do with my business, that we weren't in agreement, and God can't bless that unless we're in unity. And so that was where my struggle has been.
Yeah, I mean, I talk to people about this a lot when it comes to spouses. Why focus on what we would determine to be a negative when maybe it's just a point of clarification? He's not against you doing the business. He's just saying, I don't feel called to be a part of that. And that's absolutely okay. There are things that Patricia feels called to that I don't. But I think it's great that she's going. Just like some of the places I'm called to, I remember her coming once when I was serving in Eastern Europe for an extended period of time. It was winter, and she just stopped in to visit and see how things were going and get an update. And I remember her looking at me. We were having breakfast together one morning, and she looked at me and she said, I'm so glad you're called here. It's so cold here in the winter. I have no desire to come back. I'm thrilled that as a ministry, we're going to have an impact on this part of the world, and I'm so grateful you're called to it. And I didn't hear that as, oh, she wants nothing to do with anything that I'm involved. No, it was just this point of clarification, and even in that, an empowerment to you on behalf of the family have impact in this region. So you on behalf of the family run with this business with God, and he's not against you doing it. He's just clarifying, I don't feel called to be a part of it, and that's fine.
Oh, that has given me such a relief. I should have called you months ago. Oh, really, I'm serious. I just feel such a relief in my spirit, because this has been my point. I feel like the enemy has had me focused on this fact that my husband is in disagreement with me because he doesn't want anything to do with my business. But
my wife is a wonderful doctor. And I can barely, I mean, I'm one of those guys that if I cut my finger, I get a little lightheaded and queasy.
I want nothing to do with, like, treating her patients. And her patients would not, I mean, I would, and she'll, sometimes when they're open to it, I will pray for the patients and expect miracles. But when it comes to,
yeah.
I'm no good at science. I'm no good with blood tests. I'm no good with all that stuff. But I'm, so I would say to her, honey, I don't want to be part of the medical practice. And she doesn't want to, she doesn't want to be part of my ministry. I mean, she supports it. She listens to me preach. She watches me on TV. She's a support to me in ministry, but she doesn't want to travel the world and preach because she's called to a different aspect of ministry. She's called
wow.
to serving the Lord and serving his people through the medical sciences and the medical field. I'm not called to that. I don't want to do that, but I'm totally not only okay, I love that she's doing it and she loves what I'm doing. But we don't take that as a point of contention of if you don't want to show up at the clinic every single day, you're against me and my medical practice. No, 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 no. I'm all for it. I just don't feel called to be a doctor.
Okay, well, thank you. Could you just say a quick prayer for favor and understanding for my husband in this?
Absolutely, but I'm not going to just say a prayer.
Okay.
I'm a big fan
Decree.
Of getting the word just out of Christian language because it's not
okay.
just a prayer. Prayer is one of the most powerful things we
right.
can do. So I'm going to release a powerful prayer of agreement over your business. Lord, we
thank you
for vision. Yeah. We thank you for the power
yes,
of vision,
Lord.
Certainty of vision. We thank you, God, for the power of certainty. And, Lord, we thank you that any doubt, any double-mindedness has been dealt with today.
Yes, Lord.
And that she goes forth today knowing what you've called her to, with vision of what you've called her to, knowing that she can go forth expecting the fullness of all that you have. We thank you for
yes,
favor.
Lord.
We thank you for open doors of opportunity. We thank you that the doors have been shut on doubt and division, that the enemy
yes,
is
Lord.
Bound and broken. And now, God, with that, we declare that doors of opportunity, doors of favor, doors of provision are flying open in the spirit
thank
and
you,
the
Lord.
Natural. In
thank
Jesus'
you, Lord.
Name, amen.
Amen. Oh, I just felt that so powerfully. Oh, thank you, Robert.
You.
Oh, I just, I'm being filled with joy.
That's awesome. Thanks so
oh,
much for
thank
being a part
you
of
so much.
This morning. We love and appreciate you. Good morning. How are you?
Hello?
Hi. Is that Gil?
Hi, Pastor.
Hello. Hello. How are you? How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you calling
Hello. From? I am calling from Brazil.
From Brazil. Wonderful. And what's your name?
Yes. My name is Rogério, Pastor Rogério from Brazil.
Wonderful to hear from you, Pastor. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm fine, Pastor. And I would like to thank you about your book. I read your book about Leviathan Exposed. And,
wonderful.
It helped me a lot to help another people who are being attacked for these kind of spirits. And the content of your book was very helpful for me.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm glad it was a blessing. Wonderful. What can we do for you today, Pastor Roger?
I would like to ask a prayer about what Patricia has said to enter in the rest of the Lord, because I worked in marketplace for 23 years, and when it was 2013, the Lord said, "Your time in marketplace has finished. Go to full time, begin ministry." But I didn't have a call to begin a local church. I have another type of calling. My calling is prophetic and teaching. So we began our ministry here in Brazil. But we have in Brazil the culture is different from the United States. People has a culture of local church, but they in general do not understand a ministry, a Christian ministry, who is different from a local church. So we are like a foreigner here in Brazil, beginning a kind of ministry who isn't a local church. And things are not happening as fast as we intend. So we need to enter in the rest of the Lord and wait on Him and seek His direction. So my prayer it's about that, and we also enter in another project because we have some books in Portuguese, and now the Lord said translate your books to English, and we finished the first translation. And we are waiting on the Lord what to do with this. So I would like to ask your prayers about that.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. First of all, thank you so much for what you're doing for the Lord and for the ones He loves in Brazil. The South America is one of the only continents I have not yet been to, so I love hearing from people who are doing wonderful things in South America for God. So thank you, Pastor, for that. Lord, we lift Pastor Roger and his work up to you. We lift his ministry up to you. We lift his media projects up to you. And we thank you, God, that by faith we receive the wisdom that he needs for this time, for this season, for these projects. Lord, I thank you that there are blueprints in heaven that you have for him on how to move forward, how to build in the spirit and in the natural. God, I thank you that everything starts with spirit and prayer. And I thank you, Lord, that you are giving him a blueprint for prayer. You're giving him a download for prayers and decrees and intercession on behalf of the ministry that you've called him to. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for vision. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for revelation. We thank you, God, that everything he needs, he has in you, and we command it to bubble up. We come against any work of the enemy that would try to hinder, interfere, or delay your perfect plans and your perfect timing. We declare greater is he that dwells within Pastor Roger than he that is in Brazil. Greater is he, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, than the spirits, the powers, and principalities that are terrified of what God is going to do through Pastor Roger. We declare the fullness of victory. We declare the spoils of those victories. We declare peace. We declare provision. We declare favor. We declare wisdom. We declare insight. We declare strategy and tactics and breakthrough in Jesus' name. I thank you that as a partner of this ministry, Pastor Roger has the breaker anointing, and we declare over him, his ministry, and his new project that you are the Lord of breakthroughs, not just one, not just two, but a plurality of breakthroughs. Every breakthrough in every area to bring him into the fullness of all that you have called him to. I declare that over him. I declare that over every one of our partners, every one of our team and family members. In Jesus' name, we are linked arm in arm with the Lord of victory, the Lord of hosts, the Lord who is invincible in battle, the King of glory who is ruling and reigning in his goodness to give Pastor Roger Jair all the rest and he needs. Everything he needs, rest, and all the rest that he needs in addition to rest. That not only the rest and peace, but everything he needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Robert.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
I look forward to the good reports, and I hope that from there in Brazil you can connect with our Heroes Arise broadcasts and our Men on the Front Lines webinars and projects. It's wonderful to have you in Brazil. It's wonderful to know you're on the front lines for Jesus in Brazil. And I want to just declare, not just, I want to powerfully declare over you the blessing of God as a man on the front lines for the kingdom in Brazil in Jesus' name. Set all of South America ablaze. Call the men in South America, not only Brazil, but South America. Call them from the sidelines to the front lines. Lord, ignite the pastor. Ignite his ministry. He is one of your men on the front lines. Your promise is that you will be a fire in the midst of men on the front line. I declare that you are a fire in the midst of Pastor Roger there in Brazil and in South America, and many will hear the voice of the Lord and turn from the path that they've been on and go from the sidelines of the world to the front lines of the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please keep in touch.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love having you being part of Men on the Front Lines. I want to thank each and every one of you for being with us this morning. Thanks for bearing with us with a couple of the quick little technical glitches that we had. I want to reiterate for Patricia again that she's so sorry she wasn't here for the whole call, but she has talked to our administrator who oversees media and let them know to please make sure in the future that they don't schedule shoots to conflict with these, because she loves being with you for the partner calls. We look forward to these every month. I know that Genevieve, Ben, and I find it a privilege as well. Thank you for sharing your time with us today. And even more, thank you so much for being a part of our family. We love you. We appreciate you. Truly, we could not do all that we do without you. Together in Jesus, we can impact the whole wide world. We love you. We're grateful for you. And we hope to hear you with us next month. Bye, everybody. God bless you.